Hi. Well, I want to talk to you today about holding hands. I was on the airplane, and the couple across the aisle from me were holding hands as the airplane landed. And I thought, they didn't have to do that. Nobody else was watching. But they did it because they cared for each other. There's a certain power in touch. You know, they say if you don't touch a baby when they're born, they don't even develop properly. And that could be the same way for a marriage. Holding hands is really a special thing to do. Some people don't like to hold hands, and some people like to hold hands. But I'm saying that if the wife isn't intentional about showing her husband affection in gentle little loving ways, that really stimulates kindness between the husband and wife and demonstrates it to the children as well. So the Bible has an interesting way of saying things. I really like this. It says that people's hearts are knit together. My mom loved to knit, and she made all kinds of marvelous creations. But those two needles would come together and pick up the yarn or the ribbon, and she'd end up with this beautiful dress or whatever it was she was creating. And the things were knit together. And if you visualize two hands, even your own, take a minute, put them together, fold them, knit together. That's how we want our hearts to be with our loved ones. We want our hearts knit together. Another Bible reference I really like, it says fitly framed. Fitly framed. It's talking about the church in that regard. But there's just some marvelous ways that the old English language can say things that our modern verbiage really misses. But I share this podcast with you because I'd like you to be knit together. You and your husband, knit together. But the ultimate thing I want to say to you is that the woman sets the tone in the home. The woman sets the tone in the relationship. Men are such simple creatures. They just only eat when they're hungry, which is a flagrant waste of time and energy. Oh, no, bless their hearts. They think these big thoughts, and we need that. We think a lot of tiny little thoughts, and they need that. So God has so designed this male-female dance that both parties, when it's handled properly, will be knit together in a miraculous union. And are you going to have fights? Yeah, probably. Are you going to have disagreements and maybe go a day without speaking? Well, maybe so. But ultimately, if you take the hand of your beloved and just gently hold him, hold his hand, let him know you care. I love how Dr. Laura says it. She says, choose wisely and treat kindly. Choose wisely and treat kindly. I was fortunate. I chose very wisely. I hoped to treat him as kindly as I could. I had a lot of rough edges. But there was something special about his hands and how hard he worked for me. And there were times I would just look at those rugged hands of his and just be grateful, you know. He swung a framing axe and lifted heavy ladders and large pieces of wood and got slivers and bloody knuckles and all that just to provide for his wife and family. And, you know, maybe your husband works at a typewriter and maybe he works on a job that isn't all that physical, but ultimately it's mentally challenging. So, ladies, just be loving. That's really the message of this podcast. be loving and show it by holding his hand once in a while. Just at odd times, like driving down the road as the airplane lands. The other day, I saw a couple holding hands during church. I thought that was pretty cool. So, holding hands and other fun stuff is things that a woman can do to make her home happy, to make her children feel secure, to make her husband feel like the luckiest man in the world. So it's a simple message. But you know what? I share it with you. Yeah, are you ready? Because it's important. Because it's important. So until next time, you all be safe out there. And pretty soon we're going to start a series about parenting. So I hope this is a blessing, and I hope that will be a blessing. Thanks for listening, and happy Easter.